Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
How'd it go low?
I potted down a little bit. It's kind of easy in a little bit. So.
Easy in.
It's a rainy Monday morning.
Tuesday Eve.
Oh, yeah. God dang it. F.
It, I
fat
know.
Boy.
What a
fat dumb bastard.
Cold and rainy and muddy.
Dreary.
Stupid ass edge. Stupid wussy. Peckerwood dummy.
It's just be that way all week
Why are you
long.
Hating yourself.
It's just like, you know, you just make sure you don't mess up again. That's all that is. Little trick.
You want to do the thing we talked about earlier? Is the attack of the stack?
I think it's a great idea. Because that stack is, it's quite a stack.
This is the stack right here. And in this stack.
From
is,
today?
No. This is just ideas or various things that we're like. Because you know what's crazy? My daughter Ashley asked me this weekend. She's like, when you go into the show, do you always know what you're going to talk about? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, hand to God, I do not. There might be one of those things like, hey, coming up tomorrow, we're going to. You know, have this or that, but even that's proven to be sometimes, you know.
Yeah, some stuff, you know, but you want to be fluid.
You want
I'm
to be
surprised
fluid.
You peel back the curtains. You
know? I don't care at this point. I mean, I don't mind saying I walk in here every day unprepared.
I mean, look, you never know
I'm
what's going to
I'm just being
happen.
Real. I don't want to come in all, oh, Paige, you have a good weekend. Yeah. Did you? Fat boy? That was your weekend.
What would tell you, man? We just sat around a lot.
You know, rain, go away. Come back another day. Am I right?
You're trying to be a puker? Is that what?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that about this business. I don't like the people who talk like that all the time, even outside of radio.
Is that your radio voice?
Hey, good to see you out and about.
You don't sound like you would be on the radio. Heard that before,
but with their voice, though, they could go and do continue to do sports radio or whatever kind of radio they do. They could go on to work at a strip club and being a DJ. They could work at a fair. Who wants to go backwards? Who wants to hear the Panthers score?
Welcome to the main stage, Willie Martin.
This is the same voice.
This is Billy.
The same guy.
Billy's on the main.
This Billy with an IE.
IE Billy Martin. Ew. Who? Who wants to go faster? So anyway, the stack is all these ideas that we hey, we should talk about that sometime. And never quite get to it. So Fatboy actually said we should just go through it live on the radio.
Let's do it. Let's attack it. It's fat. Let's get some stuff
pinned. Now this one is from, this was from last month. This is fine. Kids are now believing that they will grow up to be video game players for, like, their career.
How do you? Yes, there's a lot of stuff going around about testing games. You want to be a video game tester?
Okay, so what is the? I saw it yesterday during or Saturday during two games. So this is Saturday. That's what Phil Collins celebrates. He said he works at a radio studio.
Yeah, did he have a list during that song? And they're like, you know what? Just go.
Just roll with it, Phil. The commercial was like, hey, I just went on and played this game on my phone, and I just won $80, and I can cash out anytime.
Do you know?
It's on national TV.
Video game testers make $35 an hour.
What? Like, even?
I just go.
And that just may be true, but I remember watching something on Vice one time. It was a kid, like 17, 18 years old, that won the National Nintendo World Championship. And he's like, I made $35,000 last year.
I mean, for that, that's...
But that was, I mean, that ain't a job. He won the Masters of... Now, I realize it's bigger than Nintendo now. We're talking about, you know...
Yeah, but they're rolling into their Twitch and then, you know, their whatever else they got. They play a lot of different streams at once. So, you know, that's when they beg for the, hey, press the likes, man. That gets me in the algorithm, gets
Do
me out of
the
people.
Do they have an OnlyFans version or you can see below the desk where they're not wearing pants that's while just, they play Gods of War?
That's just P1 burning rubber. Ricky Harden, when he does his iCar, he has a camera just on his feet. It's called Only Feet.
Only Feet? Oh, my God.
But look, we joke about it. OnlyFans, your Patreons, stuff like that, you know. It's not always nudity. It's like these people streaming.
So this is basically like a systems analyst job, which I know a lot of kids that say they can do it, but they probably
what
have
does
to go
that
to college.
Mean? What does that mean to be a systems analyst?
Is that like they have to do the written detail reports. They have to do any bugs in the system and reprogram it. And
Billy!
Ricky.
A glitch, if you got a glitch, so you gotta fix the glitch.
They learn all this stuff. Then it kind of gets them into coding. They want to learn how to
code.
But now they tell you, in the future.
Isn't that gone now?
We're not going to need coders.
I know. Like, that's got to, if you're in college, and you say you're a year or semester or whatever away from like being a coder or a codist, I don't know what it would be called, a technical engineer, and then you see all this crap coming out, and it's like, my God. I mean, why bother?
Plus, you got the competition for this stuff. Digital is massive.
But when you do that stuff, you're actually like helping the competition because the competition is the internet that's going to suck up all your information and then flirt it back out to other people. Not like your private stuff, but you know,
yeah. If you
it's
had
how it forms itself.
If you had a kid that's really savvy on the internet, they'd become a professional hacker these days, and they make a lot of money. In
like
New York.
War games.
Yeah.
Not the great wrestling pay-per-view, but the one with Matthew Roderick.
We will not stop the growth of the AI. It's just not going to happen. We can stop it. We can save jobs.
It's not reliable.
But is this, like, help me with this. Is it the same? Because I feel it. I told you, I unless it comes from, like, an individual I know, I see a lot of pictures and videos now that make me think, like, God, is that legit now? Like, is that real? Not historical photos, but like real photos, like, you know.
We did the story last week. She did. If you don't want to do Halloween anymore, it will give you costumes. Like, you already did do it.
And yeah. See, that's
already took the pictures.
That's but that puts everybody in their shells even more. Like, you can pretend to, like, the whole fake it before you make it thing. I think that is the worst mindset you can ever have. When you don't make it, your world falls apart.
If you're in school and you're relying on that, you're a fool. Because I remember doing a story on a man who was an attorney and let AI help with his case and do his research. Well, it was all inaccurate, and he was disbarred. So it's not reliable.
We're all conditioned not
There's
to believe.
Checks and balances. So I wouldn't, if I had a company, I wouldn't rely on AI at all. That's not going to answer. You better know your stuff.
We're all skeptics. How many times have we said, that's the first go-to? It's not real. We don't believe it. It's AI.
That's going to hurt, though. I mean, it's going to hurt when there is some kind of...
Just like the game.
And I don't want there to be.
No?
But, if 9/11 happened right now, I don't know that I would sit there and I don't know. And I hate that mindset, though. like where I'm going to like, is that real? Did a play? I mean,
it sucks that people do it now.
I know. Well, oh yeah, with that, yeah.
And try to make something.
I don't even know if they still make people do term papers and write history stuff or anything where you're researching in school, and then you have to quote your sources. So if you depended on AI to write the whole thing for you, and it's all wrong.
Look at the cloak that was.
Can you imagine?
Well, what cloak?
That was over sports. Until we found out what we found out last week. Now everything's in question. The legitimacy of any sport is in question.
The flu game.
Especially yesterday. During football games, like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. Why is so-and-so, like, out of a game? Did he miss it on purpose? That's what people are thinking now. Did they turn it over on purpose?
It's crazy. I mean, it really, really is. I've kind of always been that way, but now. But, so, with robot, like, since I was a kid, and since my, like, probably my parents were kids, you know, there's always robots, this, that, and all that stuff. So when the internet came out, I can imagine, like, our grandparents thought that was the sign of the end. Like, this is the end. And then robots, they're going to take all our jobs and blah. Now, I mean, and that happened to a degree. I mean, yeah. We're fools to think it didn't, but are we just scared of the technology because we're a little older? And we're the last generation to grow up in the middle of the internet. Like, our kids, they didn't have the internet when... They already had the internet when they were born. Yep. I mean, you know, we knew life. Our parents went through the majority of their life without it, then got it at the tail end. So it's like, we've been on both sides of the veil, you know, and we're like, God, I don't know who to trust on this or that.
That's what you worry about, the younger generation. How are you all going to have jobs? What are they going to be?
Be a welder, plumber, or work in medicine. You'll have a job.
They even say that, but like, at some point, we're going to have more people than we have jobs. We'll be long gone.
We already have that problem.
Well, I mean, it's like you're saying about the plumbers. They'll say there's a national shortage. At some point, there ain't going to be a national shortage for a lot of these jobs. You have a lot of people that are going to just be without.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? How do you make it then?
Well, yeah.
An arc welder. Do it.
An arc welder.
Yeah.
Noah got you some work.
Do that underwater welding and you make a lot of money.
We're going to have a lot of people. A lot of people. We might need to have a limit at some point, right?
On how many kids you can have?
Or like, look, this is going to...
I believe it.
This is affecting Japan. They're talking about like at the rate now, in a few generations, like 300 to 400 years, Japan could easily not exist.
They've been running out of graves for 100 years. They like, bury them
zero
feet
population
down.
Growth. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not enough. You know, they're trying to promote, like, they're giving people time off of work for government jobs, for more family time. You know, they're trying to promote people to, hey, hook up.
Yeah.
But they're saying they're so isolated. They have karaoke bars where you go out by yourself. You get in a little pod, and then you sing karaoke. I saw this story, man. This is ridiculous. They don't interact with people. The government, they have a government-sponsored app, like a Tinder, in Japan for people to hook up on.
People don't socialize. Like, they don't go to the movies. But, they don't do the things that they used to do.
That really, like, that's one thing in years they will be doing documentaries and books and everything about is how the COVID lockdown changed. It changed everybody. I don't care who you are. Like, it changed something about our mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Something where... You know, you couldn't go anywhere, blah, blah, blah. And it just kind of, it put everybody in a little box. And then that's when a lot of like political, racial stuff was going on. And it further pushed everybody in a box. It's like nobody wants to come out because they're scared now.
We still haven't recovered from it.
No.
And it stopped the world for at least a year, that initial year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's.
It was awful.
Crazy. Okay.
It was a good Monday attack.
We got one thing out of the stack.
Happy times.
That, at least that's one thing down. We'll recycle this and we'll make sure it gets...
Shred it.
Send it to India. You know what? I'm just going to mail it to Haiti. I'm just going to mail this to Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
Of course.
They don't have mail, do they?
So that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand is they think the government, they think cops aren't going to go to work or that the mail's not going to run.
I didn't know about the mail for sure, but I had to check on Jamaica because we, yeah, okay.
What?
Well, they're about to get the worst hurricane like in the history of their country.
Don't tell me the name. I just saw it this morning. It has just a plain Jane, kind of like a mid name, and that's going to offend people who have that name. Oh, what was it called? Oh,
I'm going to give you a hint.
Give me the first letter.
M.
Michelle?
No.
Miriam.
No.
It's a girl, right?
It is a girl.
Macy? No, it's not Macy.
Nope. It's a nickname sometimes.
Madge.
Madge. You're soaking in it.
Madge.
Mongo.
You know any Missies?
Missy.
Yes.
Missy?
It's
Hurricane Missy.
No.
Elliot.
No.
Cho Cha.
What's another name for Missy?
Missy.
Mimi.
Mrs.
No.
Mimi.
Usually Missy is short for this name.
Melissa.
Melissa.
All right. Well, that's not a mid name.
Category five.
It kind of is. You don't hear it much anymore. There's no baby Melissas anymore.
So do we not get anything off of that? Does it just completely die off?
Cold wind. We're getting cold temps. But then again, they say by this time next week that it could be back in the 70s.
God.
We're going to be sick.
There's your problems right there. Yeah. You can't predict the weather.
Okay.
Environmental changes.
Not unless you know somebody at HARP. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll maybe stay in this. I got two stacks here. I got the stack of ideas and things to talk about, and I've also got a mail sack stack.
Got to hit the sack, right? We hit the one stack.
All right,
let's hit the other.
So that one's. We'll put that one over here, and then I will get this
another
one
stack
here.
Wow.
And we'll
too
go after
paper.
This. Well, I recycle all of it.
Uh-huh.
I do.
That's for you for not recycling. How about that?
Don't you flip me off.
I'm doing it with both hands now.
Litter bug.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mail's in. Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear and we might read it on the air. Rise Guys mail sack.
big old sack. Tickle it.
Thank you. The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Thank you.
Thank you more.
Thank you.
Thank you the most.
You stupid bitch.
Oh.
She don't like me thinking too much.
Wow.
She gets mad if you say it too much. She's done funked out. That was a fake laugh. That was not, you didn't really mean that.
We'll tell it off in the end.
The Rise Guys.
Booty. That's a real laugh.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. These are kind of all over the place.
Well, it's been, what, a couple weeks probably? I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah. I hate that song.
Had a big old sack. I don't like you. God, I shouldn't have said it. God dang it.
I know, Mark will be mad. It's one of our powers.
Pop up twice tomorrow.
I just don't like it myself.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and say I like everything. I don't. Like nobody earlier, would believe it. We were playing Collective Soul, and I'm like, God bless.
I like some of that stuff.
Oh, I love Collective Soul.
Yeah, but it brings back bad memories, because I one time went to, I stupidly bought tickets to Soul Music Fest, thinking, you know, you'd go hear like some Motown stuff, and it was Collective Soul and Soul Asylum with Soul to Soul. And they were just doing Back to Life over and over again.
Dude, we were on a church trip, and the kid wanted to buy a Korn CD, and they wouldn't sell it to him. So he said, I bought this Collective Soul CD, and said it was the Dosage album. It was good. I was like, dude, this is good, man. We listened to it. It had Heavy on there. Run was on there.
They're awesome.
So this is a good
CD.
I was like, it ain't Korn, but it's still a banger, man. It's the city, Northeast.
And Soul Music Fest was actually hosted by Soleil Moon Frye. It was not good.
Just went to the wrong one. It sounds like it. Like
sounds like a lot of work.
Well, Keith Sweat would be there. It sounds like, you know, some other artist.
I don't like this email just because they don't know our name, but why not? Hey, Rose guys.
What?
I don't know why we've never thought to open up a floral shop.
We did, right? For a little bit there.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Man.
When was it?
Or the roses.
Comes up one Tuesday a week for a little bit there.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Rose guys, I need your advice. I met this guy on Tinder. He says he's 27, and in his pics, he looked blonde. But when we met last week, his hair was completely gray. Like, not a few strands. I mean, all gray with an E. That is misspelled. It's with an A when talking about the hair. Gray, the only thing that could be gray with an
Depends
E or like
if
wolves.
You're in England or not?
And Aaron Gray is with an E.
Wait a minute, but that's color too, right?
Gray with an E is not a color.
Well, the English put the E in.
The English are gay.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
It's verified.
Not a few strands. I mean, all gray. Also, he doesn't have Facebook, Instagram, or anything online that I can find, which makes me think, dun, 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 he might be lying about his age. I like him, but something feels off. But am I being paranoid? Is this dude secretly like 40? How would I even know? And that's from Rebecca J. Becca J. Rose, guys.
Oh, you're getting worked. You're getting worked.
Guess she tried talking Hom and they didn't respond, maybe.
Maybe she's
They haven't responded in email in 2 years.
I've seen guys that are like in their 20s put like a gray patch on. It's popular now on their hair.
I saw Vince McMahon do it, but he's 80. Yes.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean,
you said straight boys.
I mean, I know girls were doing that for a while. Maybe still were the, you know, girls in their 20s and stuff were going all gray hair. Just again, it's weird how life is. Like, I can remember women going and getting their hair colored because they roots was showing and they'd freak out about it. Oh, we can see that. But now girls are like dyeing it gray on purpose. And it's like skinny jeans, bell bottoms, back and forth. It's weird.
God, now that you mention it, that does seem like a thing gay guys do a lot of. They'll mess with the hair. A lot of different colors.
Yeah. It seems to be some
gay
of
women too.
Kind of like freeing thing. Like, all right, I'm starting with this, and next thing you know, I'm cutting my genitals off.
What? But like,
they sell at home kits now on Amazon.
It's like with it right beside the drug test.
Yeah.
Hey. But what's the angle if she's getting worked? Like, that's what I can't figure out. Something's amiss. I just don't know what it is.
But see, this is what I'm gonna show you, a friend of mine.
Yeah, that guy.
That ain't real.
That it guy is real. Loves I mean, the just, touch of a man for sure. There's no question.
But he's done that before, you know.
But that's not a straight man thing. I mean, and I'm not harping on gays, but I mean, that's fine. That's cool.
But see, like, see, it's popular.
There,
now.
No straight man's doing that, and that's okay to say. It's not hateful. It's just his truth.
Maybe a little gay.
A little.
A little, my butt.
But that's what I'm
actually
saying.
Actually, don't talk about my
you
butt.
You want the whole thing. That,
but that is popular, so maybe she, maybe he is the age that.
Are you saying maybe he's secretly gay?
No, I didn't say that at all. I'm talking about a hairstyle.
Gray, not gay.
That only works one way, right? Like Paige, a woman, if she has a lot of gay friends, then, you know, they. That relationship works. If it were just, you know, we're sitting around with a bunch of gay women that like sports like us, like, I don't really see that working out.
Why?
A lot of arguments, a lot of frogging each other.
And there's some dude that's thinking he's going to be able to turn one of them. And it's going to be his mission. I could get that if I want to.
No, that's mine.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, that's the way to. Also, what was the remember the song where the kid got real scared? And his hair turned white. His hair turned by Crash Test Dummies. There was this kid whose hair turned a bright white. I don't remember the lyrics. Do it, Paige. You good.
Just play the song.
You want to rejoin with that?
Yeah, I might have to.
Maybe a little Touch of Gray by the Grateful Dead as well.
Yeah, so it's popular. So give that guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mix it up.
It could be the age that he says.
But you don't have any social media.
See, that's one thing that's skittish to me. If you don't have any social media,
there's at least some trace of something.
He might have gotten off of it because something happened.
That's more suspicious.
I know.
People get hacked all the time.
That's what they say, at least. But you get off there before you start dating and before you meet somebody?
Mm-hmm. When we come back, I'm going to read you an email about the girl who... The title of... I don't know how this didn't go to spam. The title of this email is, Girl Wanna F All Over the House and Outside. It's referring to the girl from last week that called the guy called in, or it was an email, I forget now. But it was like, you know, she wanted
it was
to
a call,
yeah, she wanted to do it in different rooms of the house, and she wanted to start with the mother-in-law guest room or whatever, and that
all
was
right.
Freaking weird.
She wanted to go outside and do it in the hammock, man.
Yeah.
Really bored.
So we'll get into that, and there's several other ones here that's going to send us down some roads here. Also, a good compliment, believe it or not. Somebody wants to back one of our ideas, Fat Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trying to remember what good idea I had.
It's hard to remember that. We'll take this commercial break to do so. Good morning, everyone.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ask and you shall receive.
Thank you.
Who wants some vocal some fry this morning?
There was this guy.
Yeah, this one.
What?
His head turned from black into bright white.
There you go.
It could
I don't want to hear Scott Stab catch anymore, Hill.
And my wife's ready for the weekend. And I'm so busy.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Girl! Hey, what's up, girl?
Don't ruin my song.
Girl!
She had a wheat hair.
You want regular fries or curly fries? Give me the curl.
Never mind. I'm never going to ask you to play something for me.
You sound like Crash Test Dummies.
It sounds like drunk Bill Clinton singing.
It does.
Hey, Hillary.
Cries into a collar.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, boy, he's really. I saw something he over the weekend he was at. He is. He's looking rough. Old Bill Clinton.
He's got to be what?
80?
Is he older than Trump? I think he is.
I have no clue. Let me look that up real quick. I do not even know.
I'm going to guess 78.
I'm an awful American.
8.
I 78 page. What do you say without the assistance of
I
Google?
I say 82.
He's 79 now.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Just turned it. Oh, couldn't quite explain
Elvis
it.
Elvis
Trump. Is Trump 78?
79, I think.
Oh, y'all are pretty close.
79, yes.
Yay. Should know. Should Yay. Know.
Give you a dollar, first person can tell me his middle name. Go.
Trump?
Yeah. People
Jonathan.
Donald J. Trump.
What's the middle name?
Jonathan.
That's incorrect.
Jasper.
That's also incorrect, although very good.
That would be cool.
It's just regular John.
Just regular John.
Most people do not know what Trump's middle name is. So crazy.
Old Don John. How does he look younger than Clinton? They both lived, well, Trump never.
You know what? I was going to say, probably the Trump's straight edge.
Yeah, he is.
And there's no, like.
Yes.
I thought that was horse crap for the longest time. I really did. I was like, there ain't no way. It's true. Dude doesn't drink, smoke, dip.
Yeah, I didn't know the story about his brother who died from all that stuff.
And great uncle, or no, his uncle, Fred, I think was his name.
Fred the Funkle.
He was a Funkle. He was a good man. Not the one that stole everything from Nikola Tesla. That was another.
Not that one. Nah, it was a different one. A lot of fun, but with thief.
Okay. Rise, guys. You guys are going to laugh now, but tell me why nobody thought of this sooner. There's a market for now everything nowadays.
Yeah.
This is referring to an idea that Fatboy and I shared one day. Ooh. That people laughed at, but surely there's someone that would love to be in this. I bet if this Randy dude marketed them as a gag gift or bachelor party favor, he'd sell out of those 10,000 packs before Christmas. I don't know if you remember or not, but they sell candy chocolate goobers that you can buy, and I ain't talking about the ones in the bag neither. So, yes, I would buy some of your LGBT... LG. See, that the name's too long.
Yep.
Excuse me. Which area could I find the LB? LG. Is it G before B? LGB.
Yeah, I think so.
LGB. LG. Yeah. LGB. Q plus Q tips.
Damn. Yeah, LGBQ tips.
LGBQ tips.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that guy's going to make his money
he
back.
He says, I would buy some of those, and I'm straight as hell. And that's from P1 Big Dummy.
Yeah, in fact, you got to point it out.
The name is, it doesn't roll off the tongue, you know, like a Kleenex, a Pepsi, a Gale. It just doesn't come. It's too hard. It's really too hard.
I do want to catch up with that guy and see if he.
LGB. You sure it's not LBG? LGB. Gale. Which one do we. Why do lesbians get first in this?
Oh, yeah, it should be gay first. It should be
gay.
GLBTQ. Well, maybe the Q should become way before it does. And what is the plus? Are there that many like incarnations? Of-
I mean, what is Paramount Plus?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Not really.
Never really had it.
LGBQT.
Hold on.
Plus. I think that's what it is.
Wow, I forgot there's an LGT bank. That would be weird. Gotta go make a deposit, guys. Oh, Lord. That is...
Did we get it right? Is it like the right order?
Oh, my God. There is a Christian band called LGTG. It's called Let's Go to Glory. That's too close.
Hang on now.
That's too close.
Are they going to add an H on the back end of that? Like, what are we talking about?
Oh, let's go to Glory Hole. That would be awesome. It's Glory Land, not Glory Hole.
That's the tribute band.
Oh, my God.
Playing at a rest area near you.
You know, I don't know. I guess the plus, and again, just guessing here, it probably comes from, you know, the unknown. Like, we don't want to put labels on everything now, so you know I do, but some people don't. I mean, not labels, but you know.
Well, that's what it is. Like you don't.
I mean, it is. It is a okay. So this is great right here. Google AI says the plus represents a vast range of other identities not yet covered by the known what?
Other identities waiting to be discovered.
That's basically what this says. Like. Oh, okay. 10 years ago, I don't believe this, but it says 10 years ago we didn't know what an asexual versus a pansexual was.
I still don't know the difference.
I don't know what a two-spirit is. I used to think that meant bi, but two-spirit now is a new catchy little thing. Matter of fact, I'll look that one up while we're at it.
What is asexual? You don't have sex at all?
You don't have any longing for either.
No desire.
Okay, you just don't want to do it.
Oh. Two-spirit is a contemporary umbrella term for indigenous North Americans who embody both masculine and feminine spirits, but fill traditional third-gender social roles.
Too confusing.
What are we talking about? Like,
what does that mean you like to do
in bed? I don't know. It's only for indigenous North Americans who embody both masculine and feminine spirits or fulfill traditional third gender social roles.
I got to see what that looks like real quick.
I don't. Is there a two-spirit of Halloween that you can go get?
It's just those.
Oh, wow. See?
That's complicated.
That's where it's further. Like, you would think all gay people had things in common. They would be like, yeah, it's us versus, you know, the norms or whatever, you know. But then that's even splits off the same way religion does. Of
wow.
I remember my kid asking me, like, why are there different religions? I said, because somebody disagreed, went and started their own. That's literally why they happen.
That's dude, look Henry VIII.
These old pictures. Yeah. Not ones now where they're trying to look like it, but these are like Native American guys that look like women and vice versa.
Yeah.
But they're not trying to. It's how they look
in
the face.
Do you know until the early 1900s, that, and this is, call it what you will, I don't know. I call it an inversion. But up until the early 1900s, boys wore pink and girls wore blue. Like babies. They completely flipped it. I don't know what happened. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what it means or what it meant. But little boys wore pink when they were little boys, and girls wore blue. And right. then turn of the century, the early 1900s, it completely changed. And I don't know.
It's like some kids in the 40s and 50s would wear dresses, like farm little kids. Boy.
Well, yeah. Well, there's pictures of Roosevelt when he was like 4 years old, 5 years old, wearing a dress. But it was more of like a long tee. I don't know.
Thank God we grew up when we did.
Hey, man.
We wore pink dresses, dude.
Or if we grew up in the 1700s, we'd be wearing leggings and shorts.
Our dads gave us enough crap as it is. Can you imagine with that?
I know. My dad would have been calling me so many things.
Every name in the book.
Oh, so I remember when I said, Daddy, I want that Michael Jackson glove. Matthew, you wear that out, you're not going to call you this. It's like, Daddy, I want to stand up, though. I want to put my fist in the air while I'm wearing that white glove. And he just kind of coughed the slur at me.
It was like, you know what happened when you tie that jacket around your waist?
I know. I was like, Daddy, why did they call me this word? Well, did you have your jacket tied around your waist? Like, oh, Daddy! all right. We got two email out of that whole sack. You know, by the time the millennium comes, we'll finish this stack. We really
the sack stack's going to be as big as the other stack.
Paige, speaking of being stacked, what are you working on in the plot?
Well, this could be your dream vending machine if it comes true.
Green vending machine.
Naked women holding candy bars. Is that possible?
In a machine?
Put women in a machine?
I mean, look, you know.
You're going to take it out of her palm?
It wasn't fleshed out. You know, it was just like a dream.
Sticking it in anything. It's got a cord on it. It better be battery operated or solar powered. Nobody wants to get shocked on the...
They don't.
Rhymes with it. All right, good morning. Are you there?
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.